not all advertising, as it vacuums up and interbreeds with art, is corrupting. In fact, I can think of one TV ad that I find to be an absolute aesthetic delight. You probably know that song that's playing, as I do, from a commercial that's been on the air all year long, I think, for the Volkswagen Cabriolet. It's a beautiful 30-second spot of a car at night traveling down the highway, a car full of beautiful young people, with a great song playing in the background.
I saw it written and I saw it say, Bingo Moon is on his way.
I didn't know that song, and it turns out that that ad has revived the career of its composer, who was a musician who died young and fairly obscure in 1974, named Nick Drake. I had a chance to talk about Drake and the sudden surge of interest in his music from 30 years ago with the Washington Post cultural critic Tim Page. The song used in the Volkswagen ad is called Pink Moon.
I believe Pink Moon means something, that it's a certain phase of the moon or a certain kind of moon that happens every now and then.
Like the blue moon.
Like the blue moon, yeah. I don't know exactly how it works, but this combination of this very sort of frail and rather reedy voice with this beautiful guitar playing and this eerie sort of gentleness to his singing and to most of his music, I don't know why, it just hit really at the right time. And there are a lot of musicians who are deeply interested in Nick Drake, too. There's been a cult among musicians for him for a fairly sizable cult for, I'd say, 10 years.
Really? Is there influence? Are the Loudon Wainwrights of the world influenced by him? Or are there other influences that you can point to?
The people I would point to immediately would be the Glasgow-based band Belle and Sebastian, who sound a lot like Nick Drake now and then, although they have their own special sound, too. I happen to be quite a fan of their records, especially some of their earlier records. It's very, very beautiful music.
Times you turned the picture on to me and I'll turn over. The picture was a masterpiece of comic timing. You wouldn't laugh at all.
Those baby boomers among us who fondly remember songs like Jimi Hendrix's Experience, Are You Experienced, and so forth, which have been used to sell computers and cars and soft drinks and tennis shoes and everything you can imagine, sometimes bemoan that. Here it seems that process has done a fairly unadulteratedly good thing by finding Nick Drake and bringing him to an audience once again.
I would agree. I think it is a good thing. And I think the big difference between, say, Hendrix and Nike commercials with Revolution on it is that those were all very familiar songs, which are now being used to generate a false nostalgia for people roughly our age.
Sort of pre-marketing and attaching our nostalgic memories to those products.
Exactly. But the fact of the matter is, almost nobody has heard Nick Drake. In this particular case, it's a little bit like going back and choosing some forgotten poet to use. And I should add that that all the records are pretty good. Pink Moon is wonderful. His first album is a much gentler and happier album called Five Leaves Left. There's sort of a sophomore slump with an album called Brighter Later, although it may contain his most beautiful song ever, a song called Northern Sky. And then there's a fourth album, which is just early recordings recorded at home, and four wonderful tracks that he cut right before he died, in the same year he died, 1974, which have a eerie quality to them. They almost remind me of a Anglo-Saxon Robert Johnson doing very gentle blues in a very gentle and sort of subdued and weirdly posthumous atmosphere.
As we bid you adieu, Tim Page, let's listen to his most beautiful song, according to you, Northern
Certainly
Sky.
Yeah, my pleasure.
I never felt magic, crazy as this. I never saw moons, knew the meaning of the sea. I never held emotion in the palm of my hand. I felt sweet breezes in the top of a tree. But now you're here.
brighten my northern sky. Been a long time that I'm waiting. Been a long time that I'm blown. Been a long time that I've wandered through the people I have known.